You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, don't fall for it. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, Jesus has fasted 40 days and 40 nights and is led up into the wilderness. The devil comes to tempt him, and he begins this whole, if you be the Son of God, then command these stones to be bread. Because Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. But Jesus knew the source. Jesus knew, I don't have to do this because I understand the word. I understand and know who I am. And I understand my purpose. I understand what this is. So he knew his identity. So here is the devil trying to pull him out of a place and cause him to take and misuse to satisfy his own appetite, to satisfy himself. And instead of doing that, Jesus gave the word. Source remained the same. Not falling for this trick of the enemy. Not falling for what the devil was trying to do. Then the devil proceeds and takes Psalms 91 out of context, a part out of Psalms 91 out of context, and tells Jesus, if you be the Son of God, then cast yourself down. And Jesus gave the word again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then the devil goes on and tells Jesus, you know, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. Jesus knows that's enough. Now, this is where it ends. Get thee hence, Satan. And then the devil leaves. So here we can see how, when it comes to don't fall for it, don't fall for the things that the devil will try to come and present. Your identity, knowing who you are, knowing your purpose, knowing who you are, and knowing that God is your source, and knowing the word, when you know the word, and the enemy tries to come and twist the word to try to trick, to try to deceive. In chapter 4, all the devil was doing was touching that area. If you be, the devil comes into it already knowing who Jesus is, but he's trying to touch that area. That if there was any sign of weakness, if there was any sign of questioning, then that would have been an opportunity for the devil to succeed at what he was attempting to do. And when he came with that word, twisting it, Jesus gave him the word. Where the devil took the word and tried to and use it out of context, Jesus gave the word and moved on from it. But one must have the word and understand what the word means, so that when the devil comes, because the devil does know the word and will twist the word, use it all out of context, to try to make it apply for what it is he wants to see done in a moment's time. To use it for his advantage. And then to offer. If one is weak in an area, and the devil comes and gives this offer that seems like it's something that one may want, it is an area that's really revealing. If one is really thirsty and hungry for the things in this world, then they will bow down and do anything to get it. Jesus gave us the blueprint on what to do, how to move. When the devil comes to try to present certain things, don't fall for it. Stand on God's word. Speak God's word. And don't entertain the things that try to put you in a position to question, are you who God says you are? As Jesus stood on the word, as Jesus spoke the word, his resisting the devil was enough to let the devil know that Jesus is the Son of God. Because he did not do what the devil wanted him to do. But his way of handling it was not coming out of his mouth and going back and forth with saying, I am this and I am that. He didn't get into the I am battle. He stood firm on the word. He spoke the word. And here's my moment of transparency. I was reminded of this word. I was reminded of this in Matthew 4. So I began to look at it and read through it. It was just that reminder of how faith has to be intact, and that it's those times when you're right there on your way to the work that God has assigned for you to do, that God has appointed for you to do, right before you're on your way. That's when the enemy comes to try to have you question some things, have you in a place of offering some things, put you in that position to question if you are this and that, then do this. But knowing God is my source, and where we could go wrong is when we try to put our hands where God don't need our help, when we try to put our hands in something instead of holding on to God and what God has already spoken, and taking his word, knowing his word and applying his word, so that when the enemy comes, it is his word we stand on. When the enemy comes, we are sure in who we are in God. When the enemy comes, there's no question and there's no debate. There is no defense going back and forth with I'm this and I'm that and saying things to try to defend oneself in words. It's just action. Speaking God's word, not our own. And then it's just the doing. Remaining submitted to God. Remaining firm in our belief in who God is and moving in the direction that God has already called for us to do. So even in that wilderness time, yes, the devil came. Yes, the devil came to try to tempt, but everything was all purposeful. Those things in life where the enemy tries to come to tempt you in certain areas, the enemy tries to come and tempt us all in certain areas, we all should be in that position just like Jesus, where we give the word, we stand on the word, we believe the word, and we walk in the authority that's been placed inside of us, keeping our focus, knowing that we don't have time to lose focus, to be distracted when it comes to the enemy, because we got things to do. We got work to do. Don't let that be a distraction pulling you from where it is you know you need to be. So I encourage you, when the enemy comes with these things to try to tempt, whether it's tempting you to question who you are in God, whether it's tempting you to put your hands in it, to feed yourself in the area with it, where you have been without for a while, if it's coming to try to tempt you to think that what you've been waiting on God to do, taking the easier route and being tricked into thinking that what it is you've been waiting on, that the devil can give it to you without a price to pay, I encourage you, don't fall for it. Remember, God is your source and trust him through it all. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you for those that are in that position right now, Lord, that may be being approached by the devil with certain things. Let them be strengthened in this hour, God, not to fall for the vices of the enemy, not to fall for the pitfalls and the tricks and the deception of the enemy, but to remain firm in knowing who they are in you, to remain firm to know that you are our source for all things, and not to forget that no matter how long it's been that they've been waiting, or how long it's been that they've been in their wilderness place, how long it's been that they've been dealing with certain things, to hold on to your word, to speak your word, to believe your word, and to stay focused and keep going in the right direction for the work that they are to do, for the assignment at hand. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.